Good afternoon, my dear brothers and sisters. My name is Father Giscard Hakizimana, priest of the Archdiocese of Gitega in Burundi. Father Dieudonné and I are from the same archdiocese, and he's my classmate and best friend, as he told you. I am the president of the major seminary of St. Charles Rwanga of Kiryama, one of the four major seminaries in Burundi. It is also the youngest seminary that was founded in 2012. It's a seminary with 120 seminarians, 13 priest professors, with five nuns who belong to the staff of the seminary, and along with 42 workers in various sectors of life. We are very grateful to have so many vocations. In total, we have over 600 seminarians. We enjoy accompanying these young people who want to dedicate their lives to Christ as priests for the glory of God and the salvation of mankind. Forming priests for the church is a precious and important mission. As you may have heard, Burundi is the poorest country in the world, so we face many challenges in our church life in general and in our seminary and mission in particular. The big issues are especially about food and health care for the entire community. People are starving in my country as everything has swings up. So I have heard about you, your generosity, your goodness, your compassion and love for the missions. That is why I have come to tell you about my mission in the major seminary of which I am in charge. One of the challenges I would like to share with you is the instability of electricity. The country does not yet have sufficient electricity. We lose power very often, and especially in the evening, and this is a big issue because, as you know, the seminary is like a university where students and professors work hard most at night. To deal with this problem, we would like to install solar panels, especially as the sun shines all year round. And in our region, the sun's rays are strong. If we could get solar panels, it would be a great offset for the electricity that is lacking in my institute. According to the estimate that my project team made, the installation of solar panels for the entire seminary will cost 258,631 dollars. Given the high cost of the entire installation, we want to carry out the project in three different steps, grouping houses according to the use. This brings us to an average of about $87,000 for each project. With the installation of the solar panels, we will be able not only to cover the need for the lack of power, but also reduce the energy costs and allow seminarians to successfully study. I am counting on your generosity and compassionate hearts, my dear friends, to help the training of our future priests in Burundi and for the Universal Church. May the transfiguration of our Lord Jesus Christ fill us with the joy of dwelling near the Lord and rekindle in us the thirst to see God face to face in his kingdom. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters.